Ramsey TV.
We've got a saying down here in the ocean, and I believe they have a saying like this near every ocean. And that saying is, don't turn your back on the ocean. Did you get that? Write that down. Don't turn your back on the ocean. Why not? Well, there may be a tsunami coming upon you. From the edge of the bottom of the Floridan Peninsula, this is your friend and mine, Martin Zender. And, you see, when you turn your back at the ocean, on the ocean, to the ocean, you disrespect the ocean. And you're throwing a beach ball around and you're playing in the sand and you're not looking, and suddenly a giant wave will come and pretty much wipe you out. It happened to a friend of mine. His brother was in Hawaii. And he turned his back on the ocean, thought everything was calm, thought everything was great. The beach balls, the sand buckets, the girls, all of a sudden, he got racked with the wave, and he had to go to physical therapy. I mean, he was in the hospital. It wrecked his back, his hip, everything. The wave. Pfft. This is what I am telling those who are celebrating prematurely at the fake victory of their candidate. Now, this is going to be a political talk. I didn't want to do this. I did not want to do this. If you noticed, for the last couple days, I've been studiously avoiding talking about politics. I don't like to. Again, many of you like me to do it. Some of you don't. I'm going to give you my classic warning. You've got 5 seconds to bail out. If you don't bail out, then I assume you want to be here. And if you don't want to be here, and you can't help watching, how can you help watching? How can you help listening to what I'm about to say? Because it has to do with the White Horse Rider and the Book of Revelation. Otherwise, I wouldn't care. Otherwise, I wouldn't do this. You want to hear it. You know you do. So if you hang on, it's your own fault. You can say whatever you want in the comments. You notice my comments are always open. Anybody can disagree with me. For God's sake. We all can disagree. The only time I throw anybody off of YouTube, my comments, is if they're trying to use my platform for their own platform. Yeah, I don't throw anybody off for disagreeing with me. No, it's kind of entertaining because other people go after, you know, the disagreeing person. If I'm wrong, I will happily admit it. I don't get very many opportunities. That's why I relish them. I relish opportunities to be wrong because it's fun to say, you know, I was wrong. I get to say it once in a while, but again, very few opportunities. Oh my God, Harold, he's talking about politics and he's drinking alcohol. Well, my friend, the two go hand in hand. Not even I saw this one coming. Not even I, Martin Zender, saw this one coming. I've been talking about Donald Trump as the White Horse Rider, a great candidate. Now, there's no scripture that says Donald Trump is the man of lawlessness. So anytime I say that, I'm guessing. I'm putting forth a hypothesis, which is an educated guess. It's an educated guess. I'm not saying I can't be wrong. I'm not saying that. Sometimes it's my shtick, you know, and I'll go, can I be wrong about this? Nope. You know, that's the way I am. It's fun. It's fun for me. But if there's no scripture that says Donald Trump is the Antichrist, and the last time I looked there isn't, then this is just my opinion. It's just my opinion. Take it as my opinion. Here is my opinion. I didn't see this coming. Oh, first of all, some people are going to say, Martin, you said Donald Trump would win. You're a very bad prognosticator because Donald Trump didn't win. Well, actually, he did win. Actually, yes, he did win. And possibly my Electoral College total that I gave you could be actually close to what it actually was. But, it's pretty obvious, and I'm not going to document it or talk about it in detail, that, get this, are you ready for this? The left cheated. Can you believe it? The left cheated. And I don't want to offend anybody who's on the left. I mean, and the left nowadays is not your ordinary average left. It's a little bit radical. Well, it's a lot radical. So when you say the left lies, cheats, and steals, they don't take it as an insult. So I'm not insult. I don't mean to insult you by saying this. If anybody is on the left and I say that your people lie, cheat, and steal to get power, don't be offended. And I'm sure you don't, because lying, cheating, and stealing are resume enhancements for the left. And they try to outdo each other in seeing how much they can lie, cheat, and steal. It's not a shame to lie, cheat, or steal on the left. In fact, it's standard operating procedure. Like I said, resume enhancements. So, little did I realize, this is what I did not see coming, is that the White Horse Rider will be conquering. That's the scriptural verse. The White Horse Rider will be conquering. Little did I know that on top of all of the ways Donald Trump has conquered over his adversaries, that this would be the most epic conquering ever. That while his enemies are rejoicing, thinking they have won, which, can I give you a little clue, people? The news media does not decide who the president is. Yeah. That is decided, well, in this case, it will probably be decided by the Supreme Court. Yeah, because this election isn't over. And the mainstream news media of America pushing the exhumed body as the winner, it's all a ploy. I mean, it's all optics. It's all trying to convince the public that, yay, this is the winner. But it's not, because this election is being contested by Mr. Donald Trump with good cause, because there's ample evidence of voter fraud. If you can believe it, if you can believe it, can you believe it that in cities like Philadelphia, Chicago, Detroit, they're cheating? The Democratic Party's cheating laws. Never saw that one coming. But this is another, this will be another great conquering, because I believe that this thing, as time goes by, is going to be overturned, and the tsunami is coming, and you shouldn't have turned your back on the ocean. In fact, my prediction was correct, I believe, that Donald Trump won that election. Now he's got to prove it, and I don't think it'll be very hard. In 2000, Gore versus Bush. Gore, Albert Gore, was declared the winner by the mainstream news media. But they don't pick the winners. The people pick the winners, not the news outlets. They have no constitutional power to pick the winners. It's the people that have the constitutional powers to pick the winners. And if the people have been denied their vote, and if fake votes have come in to water down the people's votes, then we got to figure it out. Oh, and we will. So, 2000, Albert Gore was, for 37 days, 38 days, was thought to be the winner. It was contested by George Bush, and Bush won. Yeah, after 38 days. So, for 37 days, I think I got my figure right, give or take one day. For 37 days, people were saying, well, Gore's the winner. On the 38th day, well, no, Bush is the winner. And there's far more reason this time to overturn it. So it's going to be interesting to watch. Although I hate it. I just wish it would happen. I can't stand the drama. By the way, Trump is working these deals with Israel. And Israel and the Middle East. If the exhumed body is actually standing on the steps of the Capitol on January 20th, then all these deals with Israel are going to be off the table. So this is why I think that Trump has to be serving another 4 years to complete this beautiful situation with peace in the Middle East, with Israel living in safety, with room made for the temple to be rebuilt. The exhumed body is no fan of Israel. No fan at all. In fact, the left kind of likes, sort of hate Israel. I don't know why. But get ready to occupy the four corners of the earth when Jesus Christ returns in Matthew 25 to judge the nations. I'm just saying. So, this is the third coup attempt against Trump. Talk about a victor. Talk about an overcomer. Talk about a conqueror. They tried to say he was a Russian spy. No, that he was a pawn of Putin. No, that he was a secret agent, a traitor to America. The biggest lie ever, and the stupidest lie ever, the most outrageous lie ever, because the bad people, Satan, the left, whatever you want to say, they always overplay their hand. So, what had you remember the Mueller report, Bob Mueller? Oh, the left, so excited. And they were saying on the new, on the mainstream news channels every day that Trump was just minutes away from being taken away in handcuffs. Yeah, because he secretly colluded with the Russian government to steal the election from the greatest candidate that ever lived, Hillary Clinton. That was a joke, if you didn't know it. Okay, so what happened? Do you remember the day Bob Mueller was called before Congress and testified, and he was a doddering old man. He didn't even understand his own report. It was embarrassing. The whole thing fell apart because there was no substance to it whatsoever. It was shoddy. Right? They had this thing called the dossier, Steele dossier, that was cartoonish, and they put it forward as evidence that Trump was working with Putin. It's just so sloppy. But these people, you got to understand this, these people that will lie, cheat, and steal for power, they are so arrogant that they think they're immune. They think they're immune from any sort of legal action against them. They can break the law with impunity. So they're used to getting away with stuff all day long. So they just do it, not realizing that Trump is a fighter. He's lifting up every rug looking for the dirt. Oh, and there's plenty of it around. Plenty of evidence, plenty of dirt. Watch out. I'm not saying that people on the right don't lie, cheat, and steal, but it's kind of an anomaly. It's the bread and butter of the left. It's just the soup du jour. It's what they do. And again, it's a resume enhancement. They're proud of it. They are proud of it. So the Mueller thing fell flat, and the left was embarrassed because there was nothing there. It was all fake. It was all a lie. All a lie. Because Trump is the cleanest politician that's ever run for office. He's a frickin' Boy Scout. He's a frickin' Boy Scout. He really is. Then came the impeachment on a phone call. A phone call to the president of the Ukraine. Simple phone call. They try to impeach him. They're desperate to impeach him. That fell, well, they did impeach him, but he wasn't convicted because there was no teeth to it, no substance to it whatsoever. So he rose from the ashes there, looking like a conqueror. Then he got the CV-19er. Oh my God, Trump's got the CV-19er. Then 3 days later, he conquers the CV-19er. But that wasn't a coup attempt. The third major coup attempt is this, to steal the frickin' election. And they called in Larry, Curly, and Moe, and Tom and Jerry, and Yogi, and Boo Boo, and Ranger Smith.
Hey, Boo Boo, I'm Ranger Smith. I think we're going to steal the election. We'll just put all the ballots in during the night when nobody's looking.
Hey, Yogi, that's a great idea. Yeah, let's do that, Yogi.
Oh, of course we're going to do a Boo Boo. Nobody's going to know. We'll just throw a bunch of made-up ballots into the hopper. See what happens.
Okay, Yogi.
Ranger Smith will never find out.
Oh, Ranger Smith has found out. Ranger Smith is on it. Ranger Smith is on it. So, Donald Trump needs to be the president, in my humble opinion, to complete the Israel deals, to give Israel the safety that it requires to rebuild the temple. Somebody asked me, well, couldn't the exhumed body be the Antichrist? Did you really ask that? Could the exhumed body be the Antichrist? Well, no, because the exhumed body is not respected, is not feared, is not respected or feared. He's laughed at. He's what we would call a joke. And plus, he's owned, the exhumed body is owned by China. Everybody knows that, okay? He's owned by, they have so much dirt on him because of the extortion deals. Pay for play? Yeah. So, but see, this is why the exhumed body can't win, because it's the West. According to Daniel chapter 7, it's the West that overcomes the East. Remember, the four beasts come out of the sea. The eastern beast is a lioness. Then there's the she-bear. Then there's the leopardess. Then there's the monstrous, the indescript monster at the end. It's, they go from east to west. I've explained that to you many times. If the exhumed body wins, then the East will be in control of the whole world, because they will own the presidency of the United States. Because the exhumed body and his exhumed son have made millions and millions of dollars because the East, i.e. China, bought them off for influence. There it is. So that ain't going to happen. In my humble opinion. Oh my goodness, I have to tell you this. I thought of an analogy because, you know, it really creeped me out at first. Like, what? What the hell's happening here? I mean, now I see why it's happening. But at first I was a bit demoralized, I must admit to you. So I thought of an analogy, and don't laugh at this analogy. Do not laugh. Harold, what if he laughs? What if we laugh? Will he be mad at us? That's what I want to know, Harold. I don't want Martin Zender to be mad at us because we keep intervening in his show. We keep breaking in. He might throw us off. No, I'm not going to throw you off. I like it when you break in. So I had this thought. Think of how demoralized the disciples were after Jesus Christ died. Because they didn't understand what the program was at all. Jesus told them, but, you know, they didn't get it. It went right over their heads. So they're totally broken. I mean, think about it. Their man, the man who was going to bring in the kingdom, is now dead in the most horrible manner. All is lost. It's done. It's done. All is lost. And you remember those two on the road to Emmaus? They were dejected. They had their heads hanging low, and Jesus was walking with them. Why are you looking so sad today? Why is your countenance fouled? Well, we had our hopes and our dreams set upon this one, and well, he was murdered by the organized religion. Well, it kind of felt like that. And I know what you're going to say. You're going to say, Harold, is he comparing Donald Trump to Jesus Christ? Jesus Christ, I don't believe it. Well, why not? If I believe that Donald Trump is the man of lawlessness, i.e. the Antichrist, why wouldn't there be parallels to the Christ? Why wouldn't there be? Get it? Antichrist? Christ? So it appears that he's done. It appears that he's lost. And then, out of the ashes, like a phoenix, he rises victorious. And he exposes the greatest voter fraud ever perpetrated in American history and possibly world history. It's a beautiful thing. It is a beautiful thing. And so I think that this is all a beautiful setup by God. I think it's another feather in the cap of the white horse rider. Wait for it is all I can say. I could be wrong, of course. See, people think, you think you're always right. No, I don't think I'm most of the time right, but you know, this thing is panning out beautifully. I didn't see this coming. I mean, I thought that it would be such an overwhelming number, which it actually was, that the cheating couldn't overwhelm it. And yet the cheating was so organized in the key cities where it had to be, in the key states. That, again, it's obvious. You ever see the cartoons of those burglars? Like, you know, they have the black clothes and the black hat, and they have the black mask, and they have the bag of money with the dollar sign on it. It's just so cartoonish, right? This is the left. Their attempts to get Trump are so cartoonish and, like, classically bad. The Roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote is a perfect example. The Roadrunner being Trump.
Meep, meep. Meep, meep.
The Wile E. Coyote always getting blown up by his own devices. This is exactly what's happening here. The left is going to be blown up by their own devices, and they don't see it coming because they're throwing beach balls and building sandcastles, and a tsunami is coming up behind them. Oh.